Peace and welcome to a new episode of the Focus Podcast. Today I am joined by a superwoman. I'm so excited for you to meet this entrepreneur, this mother, and so many other things that you're going to learn today and going to be inspired by. Please, please, please give me, please give her a welcome to the Focus Park podcast. We have Gardenia Zuniga with us tonight. How are you tonight?
Thank you, amigo. Thank you for gassing me up on that intro.
Yes, of course. I couldn't even get my words out because I'm so excited and enthusiastic because you have so much going on and you're doing so many great things.
Gracias. Thank you. And likewise, you know, we come a long way from our Yelp days 5 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. And we're going to get into all those details. And I can't believe it was 5 years ago. But
right?
Yes. Thank you so much for making the time on your busy schedule and your life just to join me and, you know, sit back, relax, and have a conversation and really just dive in into who you are, what you do, and your focus. So,
absolutely.
You know, one of the first questions is, what is your current focus? And obviously, this world that we live in, there's so many things that are going on, and everyone lives in their own world. So, with all that being said, what is your current focus?
Well, my current focus is to be a great mother, a great role model for other women that are domestic violence survivors, because I was one at what point, you know? But also when it comes to my business, my career, my absolute focus is to represent my artists that I'm working with the ultimate volume for their brand, but also create opportunities where they get the recognition they deserve, but also can monetize with their goals.
Yes. So let's talk about that because, you know, how do you do that? How do you make that happen? You know, I understand that you are a publicist. Am I correct?
Yes, correct.
All right. So let's get into that. You know, break that down for our audience. What is the role of a publicist and who can use a publicist?
Absolutely. Anybody can use a publicist. You know, there's a say that says bad publicity is good publicity, you know.
Is that true?
It is. You know, I mean, I've seen it and I'm just like, ay, Dios mío, like, if you want to go that route, shave your head, you know. But my role as a publicist, it is to protect my clients. It could be a restaurant, it could be a singer, which I work with a couple like pop artists here in the Bay Area. It's to protect my artists, represent their brand, get them press coverage such as interviews, if it's on print, if it's on radio, if it's on television as well, and create opportunities. Say there, I hear or I'm aware that there's a concert coming up, or an opportunity at a fair, or, you know, an opportunity to be featured for a short film. My job as a publicist is to throw in the press release, create the most ultimate press release that will sell my client, and get that opportunity. And I'm really good at doing that, not to brag, but I've been fortunate that I've been able to execute my craft. During the pandemic when I was pregnant, I trained myself to the point that I'm working with amazing clients that they're booking shows, they're booking gigs, and one of them is going to be on the billboard in a couple weeks. Something I would have never imagined I will be doing, but that's my job as a publicist for now.
And congrats. I mean, that's obviously a really great task, you know, for you to represent other people, and especially in entertainment and just in every industry. Do you do every industry, or is it just entertainment and music?
I do a little bit of everything. I have a couple of restaurants that I do press events, like the one I did a couple weeks ago.
Talk about that. Like, what would that look like for a restaurant?
Absolutely. So, for example, I did Mogul's Supper Club, and I've done Black Cat Jazz Venue in the city, you know.
Both kind of
have the same element of like a dinner show with live music. My job as a publicist was to create an influencer event that's an exclusive event, create the, you know, create the atmosphere, invite the people that I believe will be the best representation or the best clientele, book the band, and run the event smoothly. Right. And of course, have media coverage, paparazzi, kind of like the Samantha Jones from Sex and the City with the Samantha Jones portion, you know? So that's what I did with those events. And it was a very successful turnout. And I mean, I cover everything. I cover from artists, like singing artists. I even work with the ensemble, which is an orchestra here in the Bay Area.
Right.
And from pop singers, even film festivals. I'm working with Brave Maker, which is based in Redwood City as a film festival. And, you know, I work with an agent as well, Remedia, which is a female-owned agency. And, you know, I'm very thankful for the owner. But with that, working with the agency has helped me so much, being able to balance all my clients, you know, and also get paid.
Yes, of course, of course. Yeah. And so you work with an agency, but then also you are your own, you have your own independent business. Is that correct?
Absolutely correct. Yeah.
All right. And let's talk about that. I believe the name of your business is GZ Publicity. Am I saying that correct?
No, well, that's my Instagram.
So go ahead and just name the business.
Yeah. So GZ Publicity is practically the initials for Gardenia Zuniga & Associates. Somehow Instagram thought my full name was too long and wouldn't let me write it on my IG.
That's what it is. Okay, got it.
Yeah. But I've, you know, I used to be Social Flower Productions. However, as I've developed my brand and when I went to Sundance in January 2020, right before the pandemic hit, I realized that a lot of people were like, oh, Social Flower, what's your real name? You know? Mm. And that's when I realized, you know what? I need to carry my own name like I carry myself. And after talking to Christina from Remedia, I decided to rebrand my whole, you know, company. So that's why it is Gardenia Zuniga & Associates. And yes. I partner up with photographers with, you know, to have my little associates on the side. But yeah, rebranding your brand is essential for success. That's one thing I've learned.
Yes. Okay. And let's get into that because you obviously named the company behind, obviously, yourself, which is very powerful. And applause off to you, you know, because I was just having a conversation earlier today about how often, you know, many people wear designer brands. And when you think about it, it's those brands are named after people, you know. Right? And many times people don't even know the connection between these people. They just think that they're wearing, you know, a luxury brand, but no, there's a designer or a name attached to that. But one thing also I've been learning is that some of the most successful businesses are family names or family owned or, you know, somebody, an entrepreneur or whatnot. So I'm so excited to see, you know, and hear more about your business and talk about the inspiration behind you just launching, you know, Gardenia Zuniga & Associates.
Of course. So like for me, you know, just the experience at Sundance, I was like, wait a minute, like people are saying, hi, Social Flower. I believe I should carry my name, you know, like the right proper way, because it's a very unique name.
Right.
And, you know, the pandemic happened. I was pregnant during the pandemic. Obviously, you know, Netflix, you know, got a little boring, but, but, you know, like I can't, you know, during the pandemic, I was still working with small clients in Fresno. And I remember telling myself, you know what? I have a child on the way. I need to be more focused than ever to succeed and to represent my company and to be the absolute best I can at what I do. And that was my motivation for the rebranding, you know, those motivations. But also, I was pregnant when Black Lives Matter movement was happening. My son, you know, he is half African American and he's the first half African American baby in my family. So I knew I had a big job as a mother to, you know, empower him, but also break the stereotype. And to me, it's very important to be focused in what I'm doing with my career, being focused as a mother, but also showing him that if things are not working the way you want it, like Social Flower Productions was great, but it wasn't taking me the way that now Gardenia Zuniga & Associates is taking me, then it's okay to change and to elevate. And that's one thing I want to teach my son. And he goes to work with me. You know, I have photo shoots. He's right there. Yeah. He's 15 months and he's earning his diapers, you know, so you gotta teach him young.
Right, right. That's so wonderful. You know, that's so beautiful too, you know, and congrats off to you, because you literally are, you know, proving and showcasing, you know, how, you know, wonderful women obviously are, and how they excel at almost everything that they do if they focus. And I'm so excited to see that, you know, you're obviously raising your son around so much creativity, and every time I see that you you know, share something with him, he's always smiling. Yeah. He's always having, you know, he always has that beautiful smile. He's always, you know, radiant with joy. And I'm sure, right, because I can attest to this too, that there's some other moments that don't really get seen as well.
Yeah, it's the age. Our kids are like almost the same. So the tantrums are starting right now.
Oh my goodness, talk to me about that. But I think we're gonna have a whole different episode just to go about like just children in general.
No kidding. Because
it's so much that goes into that. But yeah, congrats off to you again, and you know, everything that you're doing with your baby, and obviously with your company and as it grows, you know. So you said that you moved away from the Social Flower name, right? Yeah. And now you're obviously rebranded, and so you've now obviously have experienced becoming a new mother. How have you adapted, you know, as far as like your schedule, and then also finding time for yourself? How do you do all these things?
I don't know, amigo. You tell me. Honestly, I mean, I was a single mother for, I want to say, 10 months, you know, living in the city during the pandemic in downtown by Union Square. It wasn't the best place to live. You didn't get that much rest, but I managed that when baby was napping, mommy was working, and we had a couple of Cocomelon episodes where mommy will like work. But I learned that the best balance is that I talk to my son. Mommy's going to work. Mommy needs to make that money. Mommy has a Zoom call. You're going to go play. And now that, you know, I have a wonderful partner, he's also in the industry. And he works from home. He actually works for Cookies, the brand. So, you know, we balance. Like, okay, mommy has a couple. You're going to go with Dada, you know, and we're a good team. We've been able to balance, but there's been times that, you know, I wake up at 4 a.m. and I do my work while the baby's sleeping. And, you know, when I was a single mother, it was very challenging, you know, trying to manage having a corporate job, my own company, you know, fulfilling my clients and being a mom. But, you know, we learn. It's a learning journey, especially now that my son's 15 months and he's running. You know, he's learned to climb up the table, and he learned how to remove the plug from the computer. So being a little more dangerous, and I'm like, no, you don't do that. But I talk to him. I include him on my stuff. You know, I have a schedule on the board, and I'm like, mommy's going to do this right now. So I kind of educate him, and I don't want to say train, but I kind of teaching him that when mommy's working, baby's going to be good. Baby's going to listen. And it could be challenging sometimes, but I think there's no beautiful thing than seeing your kids growing, having your kids see you do your business. Like, I mean, you know, you experience it yourself, and, you know, it is challenging at times. I'm not going to lie, but it's rewarding también.
Yes. Yes, of course. And where do you go for daily inspiration? Because I'm sure, you know, that, again, it's a lot to take in on a daily basis, but what keeps you inspired? What keeps you motivated to, you know, wake up those days that you do have to wake up at 4 a.m. and, you know, go the extra mile? Where do you go for daily inspiration?
Absolutely. I will say that I do a lot of manifesting, to be honest with you. I manifested what I wanted a year ago, and now that I look at it, I'm like, wow, you know, I've put the work and I believed in myself. So for my daily inspiration, it's a lot of manifesting, and I'm a plant mom. So, you know, I'm one of those people that I go talk to my plants, and I go outside if I can. We have a fountain outside my door, so I'm very fortunate that I can go and get my inspiration. I sit there sometimes just to get the breath, you know, a little fresh air. And I just look at the sky and I say, thank you. Thank you for everything that you're giving me. And of course, my baby, once he climbs up the crib and he's like, ma, that's my other inspiration también, you know, that I got to keep going. But, you know, I do read a little. I'm not going to lie. I haven't been able to read as much as I want to. But there is this book that really inspired me. I don't know if you heard of it. It's called It's Not How Good You Are, It's How Good You Want to Be by Paul Arden.
I haven't heard of it, but I have to look into that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll send you a picture. This book, it's like not even 200 pages. It's like 150. I finished it on one morning. I literally was, you know, dealing with court, and during my court hearing, I was, you know, reading the book. When I feel self-doubt, I mm-hmm. go back to some pages and I remind myself, look, it's, you know, it's not how good I am, it's how good I want to be. I keep, you know, that as a motivation. Mm. So, you know, even if it comes from books or poetry, you get your motivation.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I think a lot of people hearing this are going to be able to relate, you know, because you really have to get inspiration from anywhere. And a lot of times it does come from books. It does come from other people or conversations or something that you heard. And that's a really good note, you know, for everyone hearing, you know, what you said about gratitude and having that gratitude and, mm-hmm. you know, manifesting and speaking, you know, positivity and life into your dreams and what you want to accomplish. That's beautiful that you're speaking your dreams to existence. And I think that's something that we all should be doing and be investing more time doing.
Absolutely. You know, because,
yeah, it's necessary.
Yeah, you got to believe in yourself. And I, you know, I went through a lot, you know, like a little bit off topic, but I was reflecting earlier this week, sometime over the weekend, I was reflecting, wow, a year ago, I was so lost. I didn't think I was going to make it. You know, I didn't think I will be in the position I am today. Like, I literally have so many great things coming with my job, you know, with my son, you know, like we're going to Hawaii next week. You know, I would have never guessed I will be doing a family trip with my baby, you know, and my partner. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's like everything you put out in the universe and you manifest. And if you believe in yourself, it will happen. And I can attest to that for sure.
Me too. I believe it 100%. And
yeah,
you know, that's so beautiful that you had that mindset and you cultivated that. And, you know, thank you for being so raw and real, because a lot of times, you know, on social media or just in life, we act like everything's 100% okay. Oh, yeah. And everything's okay. But it's okay for not to be okay and to be facing challenges, because mm-hmm. challenges are opportunities. And, you know, I'm so excited to hear about you, you know, finding time to, you know, work in balance and be able to take a trip as well. Like, you deserve it. As an entrepreneur, you know, you work so hard and you focus so hard to deliver results that you also, deserve to take a time for yourself and relax.
Absolutely. Even if we don't get PTO, like, it will be on corporate. Right. Let me tell you, mm-hmm. I will rather save my coins and enjoy my family time than get PTO and be like, oh, great, I was only able to get 10 days paid. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's the beautiful thing about us being entrepreneurs, Eric, is that we can make that schedule. We can say, hey, I'm done working early today, mommy, or like in your case, daddy, I'm going to go enjoy my family time. I'm going to go and catch the sunset with my family. You know, I think that's the beauty of being entrepreneurs, that, yeah, like, we might not have all the benefits and all the equity that we could have had, you know, like at Yelp, for example, but we have the freedom to be creative, but enjoy our family. And that's why I value so much being an entrepreneur.
Yes. Well said. Very well said. So moving on, who is someone who has had a positive impact on your life? This is like a shout out time, you know. So who's someone who has had a positive impact on your life in the last year? You know, shout them out.
Absolutely. I got somebody for you. I'm pretty sure you might be familiar with her, but Cristina Trujillo, she is the CEO of Ring Media. She has not only become a great mentor, you know, she went through a similar situation as a single mother, but she has guided me on developing my brand, growing as a female, you know, entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm very thankful for her because there was times that I needed someone to talk to, or I needed guidance with a client or this and that. And she was right there, you know, and she's one of those people that she will uplift you and empower you. Mm-hmm. And I have so much respect for Christina for what she's doing with Ream, but also she's giving me the opportunity to provide my services, you know, like even Cobis in Richmond. I'm sure yes. you're familiar with them. Yeah, she works with them. You know, she've done a couple, you know, projects with them. And I remember seeing about them from your post and hers. And when I got to go there, I'm like, wow, this place is wonderful. And, you know, she's just so empowering that she wants everyone to succeed and thrive just like her. So that's the one person that has been such a positive impact. And of course, my mom, she's been my rock and she's been a great supportive of me. But when it comes professionally, I would definitely say Cristinita.
Yes. So let's send major love to Christina from, you said, Ream Media, correct?
Yes, she's the CEO.
Yes. And then also your mom who's holding it down. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's very important to highlight and, you know, showcase those people who work behind the scenes, who, you know, play a very important role in our lives. And, you know, we always got to show gratitude to those who, you know, who empower us as entrepreneurs as well.
Absolutely. We have to, you know, yes. You got to give credit where it's deserved for sure.
Yes. So let's talk about Bay Area businesses that deserve recognition. Where is the Bay Area business that you have visited, you know, in the past or recently mm-hmm. that you can say had really great service?
Well, there's a, this is me being a plant mom. There's a little plant shop near my house.
Okay.
Called El Bosque. It is Latino family owned. It's such a small little place. And I moved to the East Bay like right after New Year's, you know, new year, new home, new everything. Mm-hmm. And they've seen my son grow. And not only do I, sometimes I just go drop by to visit them, but they're so attentive to me, to my son, but they're becoming a family. And I appreciate them. Like sometimes they're talking to me and people come in. I'm like, go ahead. They go take care. They're attentive to everybody and to me. That's what being a great business with great service is all about. Remembering your customers, remember what they said they do, you know, just remembering them and building that relationship. And I've been to the local coffee shop. They don't even know my name. And, you know, after ordering a couple coffees, like, you know, forget it. I'll make my own cold brew. But this little plant shop that sometimes I buy stuff and sometimes I don't, they remember my name. They remember I'm a publicist and they remember my baby's name. And that's what that speaks volumes to me.
Yeah. Definitely. Shout out to them. And you said it, right? It's all about building customer relationships. And it's so interesting that you mentioned that because that reminds me of how we first met. Our tech days, and it was my first tech job in Yelp, and shout out to every great individual that, you know, we met through Yelp. You know, there were so many interesting individuals and characters, but I appreciate, you know, the moments and times that I had, you know, at Yelp, because I learned so much, not only you know, in business, but also in you know, just building relationships with customers. Now, for those who don't know what we did, could you give them a quick description of what we did as far as like customer relationship management for Yelp? Can you break that down for them?
What didn't we get into? So what were we called? Customer service concierge or something like that. So practically we had to deal with the hangry people that order through Yelp, E24 food delivery app back in the day. So either we got the complaints via chat, via call, via tweet, you name it. And we just had to be very professional, very friendly. We got cursed at sometimes. I did a couple times. But we had to just humanize ourselves and under and have sympathy that these people are hungry and give the best customer service.
Right.
And I had to put myself in their shoes. A lot of times I got pregnant women and I'm like, I understand. I mean, I don't understand. I'm not pregnant, but I will be mad too. You know, that was my little line. But, you know, I learned a lot about customer service and how we want to be treated in you know, working and how we should treat our customers. And one thing that I took from Yelp, besides all the desmadre we did after our shifts, to be honest, was that treat people how you want to be treated. And that's how I treat my clients. I don't call them customers. I call my clients family. We've have this beautiful relationship where they come to my house, we have barbecues, but I treat people how I want to be treated if I was them. So that's one thing I took from Yelp. And open communication too. Open communication.
Right. Yes, yes, yes. And yeah, when you were mentioning exactly the description, it all just fit back in my memory. And I'm like, wow, that we literally were put out fires for Yelp, right? Because people would order and then something would go wrong. The driver is on the wrong street. Sometimes it'd be in the wrong city. And people are like, yo, I ordered 3 hours ago. Like, where's my food? Like, I don't have nowhere, like college students, I have nowhere money in my debit card. Like, what's going on? You know? And it's literally like, you know, you're trying to connect people with their food in the worst case scenarios. But anyways, in those situations, one thing that I definitely learned was just, you, like you said, you know, building that relationship with customers. And I, even till today, like I remember like speaking to customer, to owners of restaurants, because you had to speak to not only customers, people who had ordered food, but you had to speak to the restaurant owner or somebody, the manager or somebody who worked at the restaurant, because you would have to get a solution. And you were literally mediating the whole process. And in that, you know, what I learned was the importance of building a great relationship with your customer. Mm-hmm. And there's so many ways you can do that. And, you know, that has led to me, you know, obviously starting my own business, which is Cheeky Digital. And obviously you, what you're doing now. And, you know, we've taken on the experience that, you know, we got through Yelp and just, you know, take in and created our own businesses.
Absolutely. Honestly, like, even though we didn't work there for so long, you know, like other people, I think we left at the right time, but we left with the right skills from Yelp. I'm very thankful for that. We definitely left with the right skill sets, because not a lot of people that work in our group have succeeded, if with anything else, from what I've seen. So I can say that I'm very proud that we took those skills and we elevated, and here we are now.
Yes, definitely. And there's so much more to do. Mm-hmm. And that moves forward to my next question is, what are some of the current projects that you're working on right now?
Yeah. So, you know, I am actually very excited to announce that, you know, some of the projects I'm working with two artists, Taya Ilani, she is the Polynesian princess. I'm sure you've seen her all over my social media.
Yes.
And then Tomorrow's June, who I met like almost 4 years ago, and I couldn't work with them because of their management, but now I'm in charge of them. You know, they're my boys. Mm-hmm. And I'm very proud to say that we're going to be doing a couple shows across California, including some fairs and hopefully maybe some festivals. So that's a project that I'm doing with my artists. And also I will be working with some clients that have films coming out, you know, to release them in film festivals. We're looking at Mill Valley Film Festival, which is down your street, you know, up your alley.
And
it's a beautiful festival. And then Sundance and others here and there. But that's like my focus right now. Mm-hmm. And also one thing that I always wanted to do is write a book. I've been working on it, so I think that's something that I'm on the works of completing.
Yes.
You know, absolutely. I'm a publicist, so I don't need to hire no one to do my PR.
Yeah. No, and it's great that you've cultivated these relationships already, you know, throughout the years, but then also you've put in the work. Like, you've built a huge Rolodex of, you know, relationships and people in different industries that you're connected with. So
Thank you.
I'm sure that when you release your book and you know any other projects that you do, you obviously are you know, you have a great network that supports you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And likewise, man, I will be inviting you to the next events like I always do. And
yes, thank you.
You know, you're there to get a copy. And yeah, it's, you know, there's a lot of things I want to do, but those are like 3 of the main projects I'm working on right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, hopefully more to come. More blessings.
Are you taking on new clients?
I am. I'm always okay. Open. My books are always open. I am taking new clients through Ream Media. So, you know, because I've been working with some clients before I signed with Ream Media, of course, you know, but I am taking new clients through Ream Media, which is wonderful. And, you know, we're a great team and, you know, anybody could reach out to me and we can always do a discovery call, you know, and just take it from there.
Mm-hmm. So speak a little bit about how your services help entrepreneurs grow their business.
Absolutely. So my services help entrepreneurs, you know, by creating awareness of their business through media coverage, such like a written publication, have an influencer write about it, you know, ABC Channel, News Up Now, you know, KQED, like one of my artists was featured on KQED Arts recently, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So get the awareness of their business through media coverage, but also spread awareness and help with the marketing. Mm-hmm. So say there is, for example, the San Francisco Foodie Festival, I believe that's what it's called,
mm-hmm.
something among those lines. If my client has a great menu and I believe they could add something to that festival, hey, I will sign up my client. That's more exposure. That is, you know, also more people, bring more awareness to the restaurant, to their craft. So I try to look for opportunities where I believe can help my client's business,
mm-hmm.
Or their careers. Like Taya, she's going to be performing at May Day and she's getting a billboard, something mm-hmm. I would have never guessed we were going to be able to happen. But, you know, just bringing awareness with media coverage is where you get those opportunities for entrepreneurs or the artist.
Mm, definitely. And can you speak a little bit about the difference between independent media and just mainstream media? Like, should people be focused on just trying to get onto mainstream media, or does independent media play a big role as well?
That's a great question. And to be honest with you, I'm all about independent media.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I support independent media, even if it's independent photography, you name it, it's because we get to use our freedom to mm-hmm. use our creativity with our work and express how we want our clients' results without the whole corporate policies. We make our own rules. Okay. We make our own time. And we also don't break our clients', you know, bank account like corporates, you know, will do. And the reason why I prefer independent media is because artists are more hungry also for opportunities to be given the chance. Say, for example, I want to hire a photographer to take pictures of an event I have. I will rather hire an independent media photographer than someone that works for Getty Images. Mm-hmm. Just because I know this artist is also hungry to get the exposure and work and earn that. But also, I know that they deserve every penny I will pay them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Getty Images is already, you know, for example, corporate-ish. So they will charge you like $10 just to get the little logo. So I believe you got to give everybody a chance to show their talents.
Mm-hmm.
But I love being independent media. I mean, I rock with independent artists all the time.
Yes, definitely. And I know that you also have a background as a journalist. Do you cover yourself or your company or in business? Do you cover like events as journalists as well?
It depends. Okay. If it's like, say, for example, like Moguls, the event I had recently, I didn't cover myself. What I did is I sent the print press releases and I invited media outlets.
We
had media because it's it would be like a conflict of interest because I'm working the event, you know?
Yes, yes.
However, if it is an article that I want to write on a client that I'm not working with, but say they release a new song or a new movie, like when I did Sundance, they send me a couple films and I wrote reviews or publications, then that works. But if it's like directly, like I'm in charge, you know, of the event, I would just prefer to get somebody else to do the media, the publication.
Yeah, definitely. And how can people reach you? Because I know my audience right now is listening. I have a lot of entrepreneurs, creatives, business owners, and they're listening and they're like, whoa, I definitely want to do a press release. I definitely want to be covered on independent media. I definitely want to have, you know, journalists and media cover me. So how can they reach you? What's the best way to reach you?
Of course. So my phone number is, I'm just kidding. No, I just changed my number. No, I would say the easiest way is go on my website, gardeniasuniga.com. Okay. And of course, there's a, you know, connect with me section. Mm-hmm. Or just, you know it sounds tacky, but slide on my DMs. I connect with everybody. I get a lot of messages from people that have questions. And sometimes, you know, they're just asking for advice, you know, how to reroute some projects. And I'm there. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm a mom, I make time for everything, you know?
Yes.
So if people want to reach out to me on GC Publicity, feel free. I mean, I'm an open book and my books are always open to, you know, to connect with people and to help people elevate their business. Because if I was to elevate during such a crucial time that we were living as a single mother, anybody can elevate.
Yes, definitely. You've set the precedent, you know, for what can be done and the standard. And, you know, I love it. And let me ask you this, you know, before we wrap up, where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
Oh, man. As well, I definitely want to extend my family, you know, but maybe like in 6, in 5 years, I definitely want to grow my business, you know, by just ensuring every client reaches the top goal they have. That could be a tour. That could be, you know, wrapping up a short film, you know, and I would love to be featured, you know, like in a Latina magazine as, you know, a female entrepreneur. So I think for the next 5 years, I will love to just elevate, continue to elevate. And honestly, if I can mentor some young girls that love doing events, love kind of doing PR, you know, anybody could say they do PR just because they get a little package on Instagram from a company, but that's not publicity. That's not PR, you know, that just means you're on the PR list. So if I can mentor somebody like Christina Trujillo mentor me, then I would love to be a mentor for a little girl too that kind of has the dream that I had. So yeah, those are my goals for the next 5 years.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it sounds like you're focused more than ever.
Yeah.
Again, you know, I've had the pleasure of speaking with you, you know, throughout your journey on various different times. And you know, now more than ever, I know that you are, you know, ready and, you know, I'm excited and enthusiastic to see, you know, what else, you know, you create and you do. And just any last gems that you want to leave or any last, you know, inspiration that you want to leave for any entrepreneur out there that may be listening?
Absolutely. One thing that I want to share with everybody is that you always need to believe in yourself. Believe in yourself when you feel like nobody else does, because the moment that you do, you will prove everybody wrong and then everybody will believe in you. That's something that I learned to do, always believe in myself, and I can believe more than ever on what I manifested. And, you know, just believe in yourself, no matter what, no matter the circumstances.
There you have it. spoken like a true professional manifester.
Ay, gracias.
Gardenia Zuniga. I'm so, enthusiastic and, I'm trying to get out of the habit of using excited. Although I like the word, I want to get away from using it because I like enthusiastic more.
But I like that too. Yeah,
I have a lot of enthusiasm, you know, for my friends and everyone who's an entrepreneur that I know, because I know that they're putting their all into what they do.
Absolutely.
And, you know, again, congratulations to you and all your achievements and everything you're doing as a mother and as an entrepreneur. I know that in the long run, it will pay off.
Oh, yes.
And I'm so excited that I'm able to say I was here before the rest of the people and the people that you're going to impact in the near future, right? They're going to be like, oh my goodness, Gardenia, you're the best. I'm going to be like, yo, I knew she was the best when she was working at Yelp. And I told her that.
Man, dude, the stories we got from Yelp. Also, I was going to tell you, Eric.
Yes.
You want to get rid of saying excited? Just think of Borat. I'm excited. You know how he says it?
Yes, right. I'm done with it. No more.
Just think of Borat. And
yeah.
I don't stop saying it.
Yeah. I definitely don't want to be sounding like Borat.
No, but you know what? Honestly, I think your podcast came in the perfect time because I've never been so focused with my career.
Yeah.
And, you know, just going through, you know, like what we were going to talk about. I was like, oh my God, like this is the perfect timing to talk about how we're focused as entrepreneurs. And honestly, like I've seen you grow with your company, you know, with your family. And I applaud you because you're doing so good and you're balancing it like a G. And not a lot of people can balance what we do.
Thank you. Yes, definitely. It takes a lot of work and it takes a lot of, you know, communication. It takes a lot of effort from, you know, everyone, you know, in, you know, your family and everyone, because raising a child and, you know, having a business at the same time is something that is definitely challenging, but it's very rewarding at the end of the day.
Oh yeah, it's beautiful seeing the fruit of what you love and who you love. So yeah, hopefully we can do a play date soon, you know, with our little ones.
Yes, you know? definitely. I actually have some tickets to the Bay Area Discovery Museum. So you're interested, we could definitely plan that out.
Let's bring our partners. That way we can meet your wife and you can be my partner too. And you know, let's just keep the momentum of being focused entrepreneurs and the best parents we could be for our children.
That's what it's all about. So Gardenia, thanks again for joining me tonight on the Focus Podcast. We'll be in touch offline. And I'll definitely be in touch.
Sounds good, Eric. Thank you so much for having me. And everybody, remember to be focused, but believe in yourself.
That's it. Thank you so much, Gardenia. Have a great night.
You too, amigo. Bye.
Bye.